I don't know why I didn't try the Lord many years ago. It would have saved me so much misery. My foolish mind couldn't find what it was really looking for. Now it's a good life living for the Lord.
It's a Good Life, a program brought to you by Lewis Woodard Ministries of Fruitland Park, Florida. I'm your speaker, Lewis Woodard. Let me invite you to stay with me for these next few minutes for Bible study, fellowship, and prayer. Why? Because it's a good life. Thank you for joining me once again for It's a Good Life. Today we're going to look in the book of Luke, Luke chapter 16. And we're going to read several verses here. In verse 19 it says, "There was a certain rich man, which was clothed in purple and fine linen, and fared sumptuously every day. And there was a certain beggar named Lazarus, which was laid at his gate full of sores, and desiring to be fed with the crumbs which fell from the rich man's table. Moreover, the dogs came and licked his sores. And it came to pass that the beggar died, and was carried by the angels into Abraham's bosom. The rich man also died and was buried. And in hell he lift up his eyes, being in torments, and seeth Abraham afar off, and Lazarus in his bosom. And he cried and said, Father Abraham, have mercy on me, and send Lazarus, that he may dip the tip of his finger in water, and cool my tongue, for I am tormented in this flame. But Abraham said, Son, remember that thou in thy lifetime receivest thy good things, and likewise Lazarus evil things, but now he is comforted, and thou art tormented. And beside all this, between us and you, there is a great gulf fixed, so that they which would pass from hence to you cannot, neither can they pass to us that would come from thence. Then he said, I pray thee therefore, Father, that thou wouldest send him to my father's house, for I have five brethren, that he may testify unto them, lest they also come into this place of torment. Abraham saith unto him, They have Moses and the prophets. Let them hear them. In other words, they have the word of God. And he said, Nay, Father Abraham, but if one went unto them from the dead, they will repent. And he said unto him, If they hear not Moses and the prophets, neither will they be persuaded, though one rose from the dead. God has given us his word to lead us to the cross today. And I want you to know that there is a place beyond the mercy of God. And we've read about that in Luke chapter 16. Hebrews chapter 2, verse 17 says, We have a merciful high priest. We have that merciful high priest today. And it may be hard for you to think of a place beyond the mercy of God. The mercy of God appears, the word mercy appears over and over again in the Word of God. 250 times in the Bible. 60 times in the New Testament alone. Jacob said, I am not worthy of the least of the mercies. David said, O Lord, have mercy, Psalm 123:3. Habakkuk said, In wrath, remember mercy, Habakkuk 3:2. And the publican said, God, have mercy on me, a sinner, Luke chapter 18, verse 13. God's mercy is seen in the life of Hezekiah. Hezekiah, Isaiah, the prophet, went to Hezekiah and said, You're going to die, and it's going to be soon. Hezekiah turned his face toward the wall and started weeping and asking God for more life. God had mercy on him, according to 2 Kings 20 and verse 6. God prolonged his life for 15 more years. God had mercy. And we see that in the life of Moses as well. God had mercy. He said, Blot me, I pray thee, out of thy book. And of course, God did not blot him out of the book of life. The nation of Israel, all through the wanderings and all through their history, we see how that the nation of Israel has turned their backs, the back of Israel, how these people have turned their back upon God, but yet they're God's chosen people. He has mercy. The lives of those who are saved, those of us who have named Jesus Christ as our Savior, God's mercy is what saved us. Titus 3:5 says, Not by works of righteousness which we have done, but according to His mercy, He saved us. God's mercy ran out in the days of Noah. The flood came. And the Bible says that there was only a few people, eight, were saved during that flood. In the days of Lot, God destroyed the cities, Sodom and Gomorrah. in the days that are ahead. In Revelation chapter 16 and verse 19, it says, the cup of the wine of the fierceness of His wrath. Yes, mercy is mentioned over and over again in the Word of God. But there is a place today beyond the mercy of God. And we've read about that in Luke chapter 16. It's not a parable. It's a real indication. It's a real story. And I hesitate to use that word story. It's a real illustration of Jesus telling us there is a place beyond the mercy of God. The place of hell is mentioned 31 times in the Old Testament, 22 times in the New Testament, 12 times in the book of Matthew. Jesus spoke of hell more than He did heaven as He was on this earth. If there is no hell, we don't need churches. If there is no hell, we do not need missionaries. If there's no hell, we do not need Sunday services. If there is no hell, we do not need revivals. If there is no hell, we do not need prayer meetings. And if there is no hell, we do not need a Savior. Let me remind you that we are not saved from heaven. We are saved from hell. If there is no hell, then we are wasting our time. We should be concerned about hell today. Lost sinners go there. As I've been speaking, countless thousands have dropped off into the pits of hell. We should be concerned about hell today because of lost loved ones. Lost loved ones go there. And no doubt you've had lost loved ones who have gone to hell. And we need to be concerned about that. Hell is a real place. It's no joke. Have you ever heard someone say, go to hell? Have you ever heard someone say, if I go to hell, I'll have plenty of company? Well, let me remind you that the account that we see in Luke chapter 16, the rich man doesn't mention anyone around him. He sees those people who are in the bosom of Abraham, those people who are being comforted. Now, I believe that one of the torments of hell is going to be solitary confinement. Oh, you may be surrounded by countless of millions of people, but you won't be aware of them. You'll be by yourself. You'll be suffering by yourself. Hell is no joke. It's not the grave. It's not ended when you go into the ground, or whatever happens to you after you die, whether you're cremated or what may take place. It's not the grave. And it's not a state of your mind. Someone has said, my hell is on this earth. No, it's not. If you've never trusted Christ as your Savior, your hell is a hell that was created for the devil and his angels. There is a real place of hell. What about the path of hell? We're walking today by God's mercy. If you've never trusted Him as your Savior, God has mercy on you right now by allowing you to breathe another breath. Hebrews chapter 10, verse 29 says, of how much sore punishment suppose ye shall he be thought worthy, who hath trodden underfoot the Son of God, and hath counted the blood of the covenant wherewith he was sanctified an unholy thing, and hath done despite unto the Spirit of grace. Every time you refuse to receive the grace of God, every time you refuse to receive Jesus as your Savior, you're trodden underfoot the Son of God, His precious blood. And God says one day there's going to be a place beyond His mercy. Good works will not save. Good works will not keep a person out of hell. Matthew 7:21 says, not everyone that saith unto me, Lord, Lord, shall enter into the kingdom of heaven, but he that doeth the will of my Father which is in heaven. What is the will of the Father? To receive His Son, Jesus Christ, as your Savior. Revelation 20:15 says, and whosoever was not found written in the book of life was cast into the lake of fire. Hell one day will be enlarged because people will be cast. Hell will not be able to contain the millions of people who will go to hell because they have refused to receive Jesus as Savior. And then we see that it's enlarged into the lake of fire. It's cast into the lake of fire. Never-ending lake. The path of hell is keep going the way you are without Jesus Christ. There is the pain of hell. The rich man saw, he heard, he talked, and he felt. Father Abraham, send Lazarus that he may dip the tip of his finger in water and cool my tongue. He was conscious of pain. Abraham said, son, remember. Remember the times you have heard the Word of God. Remember the times you heard the Holy Spirit speaking to your heart and telling you must be saved. Remember the times you heard the invitation, come unto me, all you that work and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest, Jesus said. Remember the invitation. that God says, come unto me, and I will give you rest. Well, there was also a prayer of hell. The rich man became a beggar. The rich man became a missionary in hell. He prayed for God's mercy. He became a beggar. He prayed for water. He was a beggar. He prayed for workers. He was a missionary. He prayed for his brothers. He was a missionary. He wanted God to relieve his pain. He was begging. And God could not do it because he was beyond the mercy of God. He became a missionary asking God to save his brothers. The prayer of hell. The prison of hell. There is no escape from hell. The people of hell. Revelation 21:8 says, but the fearful and unbelieving and the abominable and the murderers and whoremongers and sorcerers and idolaters and all liars shall have their part in the lake which burneth with fire and brimstone, which is the second death. How do you go to hell? Reject Christ. The religious crowd is going to hell. You may think you're saved because you go to a big church or you belong to a large denomination, but God says the religious crowd is going to hell if they've never trusted Jesus Christ as Savior. Some people turn over a new leaf. They're going to hell if they do not trust Jesus as their Savior. Have you done that today? Ask Jesus to come into your heart right now. There is a place beyond the mercy of God, and He wants to save you from that place right now. Lord Jesus, come into my heart. I receive You as my Savior. Save me right now. If you'll pray a prayer like that and ask Jesus to come into your heart and save you, He'll save you because the blood of Jesus Christ, God's Son, cleanses from all sin. And He wants you to go to heaven today. My prayer for you is that you will not find yourself in the place that's beyond the mercy of God. Thank you for being with me today. And let me say that that's one message, one lesson, the place beyond the mercy of God that I do not relish to speak about. I do not like speaking on hell. But God says there is a place called hell, and I must speak about it. I must tell people there is a place beyond the mercy of God. Well, thank you for being with me today, and let me remind you to look at our website, lrwm.org. That's lrwm.org. On the website, you can ask for a transcript of this program. You can also download a transcript of this program. And you can listen to this message once again on the internet, lrwm.org. And let me invite you to write to me, Lewis Woodard, 497 Judith Avenue, Fruitland Park, Florida, 34731. That's Lewis Woodard, Fruitland Park, Florida, 497 Fruitland Park, Florida, 34731. Let me go over that address again. Lewis Woodard, 497 Judith Avenue, Fruitland Park, Florida, 34731. And let me remind you that God does love you. He wants you to know His Son as your Savior. Until this same time, next week, may the Lord bless you richly, is my prayer.
You've been listening to It's a Good Life Radio. To request a free transcript of this program, you can write to Dr. Woodard at 497 Judith Avenue, Fruitland Park, Florida, 34731. Visit our websites, lrwm.org, or itsagoodliferadio.com. We know you will be blessed. This program is listener supported. Support your local church first. Any gifts to support this ministry can be sent to LRWM at 497 Judith Avenue, Fruitland Park, Florida, 34731. Until next time, this is Doug Anderson reminding you, it's a good life living for the Lord. May the Lord bless you richly is our prayer.